Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine giving you a courtesy call back from customer support. May I have your zip code to further assist you?
92057.
Thank you for that. May I have your first and last name, please?
Susan Bogus.
Thank you for that. Can you also verify your shipping address on the account for security purposes?
Shipping address 440 Alcarez Court, Oceanside, California.
Thank you for that. And I see here that you have the keto control. And how may I be of assistance with your account today?
Okay, that's the main thing I wanted to find out if this event was that one thing that I did. So when I ordered that keto thing, I was doing this free bottle, you just pay shipping $4.95. And I immediately at checkout went, oh my gosh, this is that whole sucked into a commitment. So I called right away and I had them take off. They added something else to the thing that was like $5.95. I'm like, I just wanted the one free thing. I didn't want the second thing and I don't want a membership. And so I had to call back and cancel, and I did all that, and I've never received anything except that one bottle of keto. I've never received anything else, but I just saw $99 hit my credit card, which I want reimbursed, so I filed a dispute about that with them, but you know, the opportunity, I need that credited, and I shouldn't have any shipments coming. I've never received a shipment, so I don't know why the charge hit.
You purchased a trial for the keto control back on the 3rd of April for $4.97. The terms and conditions stated if you did not give us a call to cancel the trial within 14 days, you would be billed the full retail price of the product that you paid shipping and handling for. The $99.94 charge.
I had that conversation with two people. I know.
The $99.94 charge is not for a new shipment. It is the full retail price of what you have received. And also, you stated that you disputed the charges with your bank?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for you, but also you would have to call back with the bank on the line. Should you drop the dispute, then we'll be able to go through a refund procedure with you. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie. D as in Delta. 985. E as in Edward. 8. D as in David. 19. D as in David. Would you like for me to repeat it for you?
No, but that doesn't get me my refund. You're saying that cancels, which I already had canceled this on April 12th. I mean, I called in because she told me I couldn't do it the same day on April 3rd. I had to wait until the product shipped, so I called back on the 12th to make sure it was canceled, which they said nothing would be charged. So that didn't happen, obviously.
There are any notes.
There
are any records on your account signifying that you called on the 12th to verify that your account was canceled. So it was still active, but also due to your dispute, you will have to call back with the bank on the line. Should you drop the dispute, then we'll be able to go through a refund protocol with you. Is there anything else that I can further assist with?
Can I get them on the line now, I guess?
No, ma'am.
I
won't be able to hold for you to get the bank on the line. You will have to call back, and a new agent will assist you with the account.
Well, here's the problem with that. When I get the bank on the hold and I call your number, it's going to be the same thing as this. It was more than an hour since I called, and I had to wait on a return phone call. So how am I going to get the two of you on the phone at the same time if I have to wait an hour for service? I had to leave my phone number to get this call back, which took just about over an hour.
I won't be able to
hold. The bank's just going to stay on the line? I'm just saying that's an unrealistic ask. I need you to give me another option that's actually feasible.
I won't be able to hold the line for you to get the bank on the line. You will just have to call back with the bank on the line to confirm no dispute. Then we'll be able to go through a refund protocol with you.
What's your name, dear?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, who else can help me with this?
You would have to call back with the bank on the line. Then an agent will be able to assist you.
Okay, I'm telling you that's not possible because when I call your phone number, I cannot hold for an hour with the bank on the line. No bank is going to sit with me on the phone for an hour. you realize that's the real answer time at your customer service phone number. So I need another alternative that's more realistic than that. And if I contact my bank and I cancel the dispute and I call you back, I mean, I assume you only know it's being disputed because I just told you that, right?
Yes, ma'am. The bank will have to call back with you on the line still to drop the dispute. Then we'll be able to go through a refund protocol with you.
I need to speak to your manager, please.
My manager is also going to explain to you that you would have to call back with the bank on the line, and we won't be able to hold the line for you.
I need another alternative that works because nobody's going to wait on the phone. You won't wait for them, and they won't wait for you, so that's not a fair request.
I do understand that, ma'am, but also you would have to call back with the bank on the line. Is there anything further that I can assist with?
I need to speak to the highest person at your company, and I'm not going to go away until this is like on Channel 8 News, if you don't get my point here. You're not being reasonable. You can't ask me if you're not willing to wait on hold for my bank, and my bank is not willing to wait on hold for you. I need another alternative. I am happy to cancel the dispute if you will walk me through the procedures.
I do understand that you want to speak with the supervisor, but I am capable of handling the account for you. And here she is also going to explain that you have to call back with the bank on the line and we won't be able to hold the line for you to assist. Is there anything further that I can assist with?
Yes, I need you to cancel this $99 and provide the refund, please.
You have to call back with the bank on the line due to your dispute, ma'am.
I don't have a dispute. There's no dispute.
Also, when I asked, was a dispute been filed, you stated yes, so you will have to call back when the bank on the line for us to further assist you with the refund.
I have not processed the dispute yet.
I do understand that, ma'am, but you will still have to call back with the bank on the line for us to further assist you with the refund.
The bank has asked me in the dispute process if I have tried to resolve this with the entity first, and I'm trying to do that right now. You're not willing to do that, so I'm going to have to finish the dispute. So the dispute is based on you, if you're able to do this or not.
You would have to call back with the bank on the line for us to further assist you, ma'am. Is there anything further that I can assist with?
Yes, you can provide me a $99 refund.
I won't be able to refund the account due to your dispute. You will have to call back with the bank on the line. Is there anything further that I can assist you with?
Yes, you can get me a level of authority that can issue this refund.
Just one moment while I put the notes in to get you transferred.
I'm going to go away.
I'm still here. Just one moment.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Just one more moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. Please continue to hold the line for me.
Can I ask you a question?
Thank you for holding, ma'am. Now I'm just going to go ahead and get you transferred over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great one.